Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't feel, touch a country in the city. Don't feel.
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. Doraville. Doesn't look like Doraville anymore. It looks like Atlanta. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Diana Furchgott-Roth is here. She's a great member of our Brain Trust, longtime member. She's the director of the Manhattan Institute's economics21.org website. I encourage you to go there, economics21.org. She's the author of a number of books, including a very important one, Women's Figures, The Guide to the Economic Progress of Women in America. Women are making progress in America, and Diana chronicles that in her landmark book. Then Diana, congratulations again on that book. One of the things I want you to report on is something you've been writing about lately, and that is two decisions that were decided this week, I guess in the last 10 days or so, by two different courts on Obamacare and the subsidies that go to help people with Obamacare. Tell us about that.
The U.S. the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeal made a ruling that the law said what it was written, and what was written in the law is that people who are enrolled on state exchanges get tax credits to pay for their health insurance premiums,
right,
through the Affordable Care Act,
right.
But people on federal exchanges, healthcare.gov, which is 36 exchanges, do not. And the law very, very clearly stated that.
So,
and Judge Griffith said that the law plainly makes, and I'm quoting from his decision, the law plainly makes subsidies available only on exchanges established by states. And in the absence of any contraindications, the text is conclusive evidence of Congress's intent.
Mm-hmm.
To hold otherwise would be to say that enacted legislation on its own does not command our respect, an utterly untenable proposition. Because what the IRS said in 2012 was they defined an exchange as a federal exchange or a state exchange, even though the law said that you only get a subsidy if your state sets up an exchange. That means that these 87% of people on healthcare.gov, on federal exchanges,
right,
who are getting subsidies, should not be getting subsidies.
So when
Obamacare falls apart.
No one
is going to buy this expensive insurance if they don't get a subsidy.
Let's go back for just a little bit. Folks, when Obamacare first rolled out, the states were given the opportunity to create their own exchanges. That's what that subsidy rule was made for. But they were also given the ability to, if they didn't want to do their own exchange, they could either partner with the government or they could let the government create the exchange for them. Right, Diana?
That's right, yeah.
And so, but when they added that new wrinkle about the partnering and letting the government do it, and of course several states said, we're not going to do an exchange, we're just not going to do it, we're going to let the government do it. Well, as you said, Diana, whenever it started rolling out, it wasn't going to work if those people who came into Obamacare through federal exchanges, if they weren't going to get any kind of subsidies, this whole thing wasn't going to work. So the Obama administration, basically, with the stroke of the pen and the phone, picking up the phone, as Mr. Obama says, he changed the law to suit himself,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he just changed the law to say everyone can get get a subsidy. So that means the federal government can go around setting up exchanges for everyone and they get subsidies, completely contrary to what the letter of the law says.
Which is what the judge pointed out. Now, then there was another case in, I think, was it Richmond?
There was another case in the Fourth Circuit in Richmond where they came to the opposite viewpoint and they said that the law would be absurd if everybody did not get a subsidy. Why? Because
right,
it would fall apart. Therefore, obviously, Congress meant for everybody to get a subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though one of the judges in the case, in the Richmond case, said it would have been very easy for Congress to write in the Act, if they wanted everyone to get a subsidy, to say everyone gets a subsidy. But they didn't, and it's puzzling. So what the judges in D.C. said is, we have to take the law as it is given. We cannot be interpreting the law so that it doesn't become absurd. They said, we reluctantly come to this decision, but we have no other choice. The law means what it says. And that's the fundamental question before us. Does the law mean what it says, or can the government go around interpreting it any way it likes?
So, Diana, with these two cases, doesn't that sort of, don't they sort of make each one null and void in terms of, as far as the administration is concerned? Can't they just sort of continue to operate as they have been because they have the other ruling?
With these two courts, with the two court cases, even if both of them had ruled in the same way, even if the Fourth Circuit had agreed with the D.C. court,
right,
people wouldn't have lost their subsidies right away.
Right.
The administration would have pleaded for a stay. But this probably means it's going to go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to decide.
And which might not even be...
Which way is right.
Would that be next year? Would they accept it if they accepted
it? Some people are going to... there are people who are asking for what's called an expedited ruling to say,
right,
can you hear it as soon as possible? And then that might be next year. Yes, exactly.
So if it was expedited, that would just mean next year. It wouldn't mean...
I think that's right.
Wouldn't
well,
mean September or October, would it?
Right, exactly, yes. I think that
wow.
would mean next year.
For most people, expedited doesn't mean a year from now, right?
Right, exactly. But, you know, the wheels of justice move slowly.
The,
I mean, they really do, because, I mean, this law was passed in 2010.
Right.
It was passed in 2010, and it's only now, 2014, the judge is saying that this is illegal. I mean, judges said it before, but it's been moved to higher court and higher court. You would think they could sort this thing out.
Diana, out here on Main Street, Obamacare continues to create uncertainty and anxiety among business owners. And this is just another example. Another example of why the economy is still languishing out here on Main Street. Tintail, right back with Diana Furscott Roth. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.